yo, yo, welcome y'all back to another episode of BPT.
I know you really missed me.
I'm B-Jizzle.
I'm Trouble. And we have a couple of special guests with us today.
Don't forget, I'm Bryson.
This is what I'm in the weather. So we have a guest. We have two of my sisters here named Mookie.
Hey, I'm Mookie. Please don't call my real name.
I'm definitely not.
I let it slip, but go ahead.
I'm definitely not. And then we have Quill.
What's up, people?
So I do know that y'all have really been missing us, but it's been a lot of shit that's went on since we've been gone. BJ, what you been up to since we've been gone?
Nothing, work and vacation. You know how I do.
Same old shit. Everything is like, y'all listen, literally, like every episode, we'd be like, what did you do? But same old shit, vacation. Either coming back from vacation or this motherfucker going on vacation. So, like, just a little catch up to, he's also known as the white boy of the show. Cause you know, he's, he's got a twin. She's known as a white girl because she has an immaculate credit score also. Mookie's a white person too.
So. I'm not mad. I've been working and staycation myself. Yes. Fuck that.
I know that shit, right? So nothing interesting happened with you?
Nah, March I went back to DR, Punta Cana, had a good time. Luckily, I had some friends come with me this time. And then April, I went by myself. I went to Cancun, but I stayed an hour away at Playa del Carmen.
You went where? You went with who?
I went by myself to Cancun.
What'd you say?
What?
You went with who?
Myself.
Who?
Me, myself, and I.
Bookie, you hear that? Yeah. By himself.
But like he is a man.
Oh, yeah.
And then May, I went to, back to DR.
Well, you might want to go with that.
Santo Domingo. It was fun, but I caught food poisoning that Friday. So I didn't go out that Friday.
Night. I'm being honest with y'all. It was not food poison. He ate some bitch ass. It was.
I only did that one time.
And that's like it was.
Won't be going nowhere. Everybody.
You didn't look at turn the flashlight off. You got to look at ass nowadays. You got to look at all. Like, just put the nigga in the boiling pot of goddamn peroxide. Just if that bitch sizzle, don't fuck. That's all I can tell you. Even with a condom, just don't fuck.
Right.
It ain't safe. Yeah. It just ain't safe.
Speaking of ass, your movie, you got your ass ate.
Oh yeah, but gets down and dirty on the sofa.
Maybe a time or two.
I thought she was gonna say I feel
it. Oh, this is raw and uncut, baby.
Jesus.
Oh yeah, you wouldn't expect it anyway. Like yeah. Well, I mean, you act like my last player too. Got your ass.
yeah, about 3 or 5.
There's literally. Yeah, listen, I tell y'all. There's nothing wrong with getting your ass ate. Like, I don't know if anybody had looked at my TikTok, but I literally have this thing on there where I say, make sure that you make this nigga eat your ass. Because at the end of the day, they're going to waste your time. Like, let's be honest. The nigga that ate your ass, are you still with them?
Mm-mm.
How about you? Okay. The nigga ate my ass, I'm not with them either. So I feel like you wasted my time. Right. So you ate my ass. So it's like a win-win situation. It's not because, like, they wasted your fucking time, but they ate your ass. So this nigga is never going to be like, damn, that's that bitch whose time I wasted. But I'm going to be that bitch and be like, that's that nigga that ate my ass. So, like, it's like it makes it make fucking sense.
Well, he ain't gonna be like, that's the bitch or something I did.
Nah, because I don't go around sucking everybody dick. Right. Like, you don't put your mouth on everybody. Like, see, that's how you got food poisoning.
Right.
like, nah, it's not happening.
So, Trouble, how was your week? What you been up to?
Oh, my gosh. I thought you never asked. So, I have not been in Greenville. I have been fucking... You know what I'm saying? I got a promotion. I'm out at 5,000. I'm not telling y'all about that because y'all are whores. Anyway, I might try to stalk me. I know I'm beautiful. I love you guys too. But yeah, I've just been living my best life. Well, yeah, like I literally just been trying to maintain my life and do the right thing. Like I have a goal in place. I had this motherfucker for 2 years and then advance to the next place. Where I'm out of South Carolina, period. So, like, I'm just ready.
So, if there's a bigger space at the where you at now?
Oh, fuck yeah. Yeah.
Trying to go corporate?
No, see, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, corporate is not where I want to be at because you see my lovely pictures that I put up. I can't post those pictures at corporate. They're like, could you come over here and talk for a minute? Let me talk for a minute. Fire. So like, no, I can't do that. So like, no, I want to. And then like, what I do now, that wouldn't even be in the time. I wouldn't even do those pictures anyway, because like, I'd be
going, yeah. First of all, whose fault is it that you sign up for a job with manual labor? Okay.
It was not mine. But like, no, like it's after my position, it's a DM. So like, that's what I'm gonna for in 2 years. And the fact that 2024, they have a course for that class. Mm. Guess what, Lord, Bobo? Ding dong. Me. Remember that TV show? Guess what we celebrate? That movie. Ding ding. My divorce. Oh, yeah. That's what I'm like. Yeah, they better get that good 2 years out of me. I'm gonna make it do what I'm doing. Cause like my manager did lie to Bolton brag, but I am bored on your breakfast toast. But I came highly recommended for this motherfucking position. So like,
what's DM?
District manager.
So what all you gonna be over?
Over like 11 or 12 different stores.
Okay.
Where like, cause like I like to tell people what to do. I don't like people to tell me what to do. So right now I still have somebody telling me what to do. Now the district manager has somebody tell them what to do too, but they're not all in their ass. Like my DM, she's not in my ass because like I know what the fuck I'm doing. She literally stays in my store for the last one because she knows that she's not in there. So like when she comes there, we going out to eat, we chilling. We're talking shit. It's just, that's what we do. Like, for real. Because she just came from being, like, me and her both got promoted at the same time. Like, at the exact same time. So, it kind of, like, just worked in place. Like, yeah, I had went for one position, and then they called me and asked me if I wanted another position for my money. Of course, I took it. Now, even though the store numbers is a little bit lower, they're higher now because... that motherfucker.
see,
okay, I guess on the season two, he's still going to be a hating ass motherfucker.
I'm not hating because I'm good at my store too.
But I'm the best at what I'm doing. Like, check the Google reviews. Like, you got Google reviews? Oh, okay, I got Google reviews. I probably
do. Did they do it or did you do
it? You got the to do it. I'm just asking. Okay, you put this one in. And you put this one in.
That is your mother. First of all, that is your mother. Second of all, bitch, fuck you. And I only do it to the elderly because they definitely don't know what the fuck they're doing. I'll be like, can you give me a Google view? And they were like, what's that? And I was like, see, mom. And I just go in there and like, first of all, I tell the truth. I say I sit down and do nothing all day.
Trouble did a good thing. She gave me the money that I wanted.
Yes.
I so appreciate it. And this is a great store.
Exactly. But it's like I tell them, I was like, can you please give me a Google review? That's like, you can go in there and line, say I'm the best thing smoking. And they literally just go on there, like they literally go on there, like, y'all check out the reviews. And it's not just at this store, it's at my old store too, because like, I'm that nigga. But anyway, like, that's basically what I've been doing, is just trying to goddamn get on up there. And also, I feel like in my heart, like, guys, just let me know out there if y'all agree with me. I feel like in my heart that eventually, probably in the next, around about Christmas time, I feel like my brother's going to give me his car and get him a new one.
So, Quell, how was your
we just manifested in the air. Because I feel like the car that he has now is beneath him. I feel like he should just literally just give it to me and get the dream car he wants. He wants the Audi. And like, by him being white, he might want to get this shit.
He might want to get on.
Zoom, zoom. Oh, this monster. But anyway, he's just being around this motherfucker. But yeah, so like, yeah, Koi, how was your week?
Shit, I had a good week. Working, staying out the way. Living a single life.
God, to put that shit in
there. I'm living the single life.
So it was a hot girl song for you?
Yeah, it was hot girl song.
See, I ain't
playing
this shit.
I hear it first. He's out the summer.
I know that shit, right?
But I'm enjoying myself.
That's how you can do. That's how you can do.
Yeah.
That's what's up. Lookie, what's up with you? How you been?
All right, I guess. Staying out the way.
That's all you can
do. Oh, I've been on vacation for a week. Had a birthday. Leo season.
First of all, that shit sucks.
You go anywhere special?
Mm-mm. I ain't do nothing.
Why? It's your birthday.
I wasn't out. My brother took me out. We did club hop.
Okay.
So that's about it. Like, you know why she really didn't do anything?
Because I wasn't here. Wow. It's me. It's me. But guess what my brother got?
What?
2 tickets to the Cowboys and the Panthers game.
That's so sweet.
But y'all too.
I was just throwing it out there, bro.
Okay. That's how we do.
Hold on. So did he get them tickets for you and him to go together?
We don't know yet. He's supposed to be getting some more. Because my Aunt BJ and Uncle Calvin going. So he's supposed to be getting him and my mama's and your ass ticket.
Oh, that's so
sweet. So we ain't going to be sitting together then.
Dang. But we're going.
I guess you're right with him.
That's crazy. But that is so sweet your brother got you to go to
the game. Do you want to go with me?
I wish somebody give me some tickets for my birthday.
He said the same thing last time. I
like that. We still going. So, like, what's the plan so I can go ahead? When y'all plan on going?
That weekend, probably Friday night.
I'm sick. Pork. Because we're not supposed to go. No. Wait. Got the cold right now. It's been an ongoing cold. November, I'm just gonna have to take
a practice make perfect.
You feel me? I'm gonna be ready for it. Definitely gonna be ready for it. I don't care. Like, cause like around Christmas, they got the holidays differently too. Oh, we talking about going. Which game was it? Miami.
Miami Dolphins, yeah.
The Miami Dolphin game and
who?
Cowboys, nigga.
Who played?
Yeah.
When?
It's the 25th.
That's like
24th.
The Christmas game. Yeah.
Christmas game.
Oh, okay.
You trying to go? This is the only nigga I know. Maybe you too. Y'all don't take y'all sick day. Y'all don't use y'all sick day. Do you use your sick day? This nigga don't use his sick days.
I do for vacation.
Mine all in one. Just PTO.
Man, sick day. That shit pissed me the fuck.
And vacation all in one.
See, I got 26 hours. It's a minute sitting there that I can't.
Yeah, that's Christmas Eve.
Exactly.
So what we do that Saturday night?
You wouldn't be out on Christmas Eve anyway. Hell yeah! In the day, before or after, depends on whatever day it falls.
Christmas falls on that Monday, so we go out on the 26th, and the 27th is when our brother passed. So I definitely don't work on that day anyway. So I won't be going back to that 28th. And if they say anything.
Yeah, that's perfect. Well, we need to be planning now, so you can go ahead.
We catching a flight because that's a 10-hour drive.
Hell yeah!
Okay. I already know what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna make sure that everything that we need will be already there for us before we get there. That's basically how.
Hey, y'all sure is drinking up my shit.
Hey,
I had a half a bottle of a Bacardi rum when I came home. It's like 2 cents now.
Bitch, you is lying.
Two cents and a twist.
It was not no half a bottle.
They lucky I got a whole bottle of Captain Morgan and some Brugal Rum that I bought back for the
Dominican. That's what I was going to tell. I said, I ain't going to do it.
I had to think of make a good decision. This nigga got a whole bar over here talking about a little bit. I'm telling you, y'all, it was very much a corner. Like, I'm going to take a picture then cut and post.
How my much third was. Shot.
It really is. See, look, a third shot. This is my second shot. So, like, yeah. But speaking of, like, okay, I guess it's all... You know, it's all, you know, evident and stuff for you, Quill, that we all like to football, you know, the Cowboys.
Mm-hmm.
So what are you predicting for as Dax? BJ, how many?
Interception.
Yeah, I ain't really.
I had to sum up for that.
I didn't really want to talk about it. That's just something that we're just going to have to talk about and discuss
here. I just hope we be careful this year and stop fucking up because we had that Jaguars game that we went to, but you know, he could have ran it, but the motherfucker threw it and cost us the fucking game.
Man, listen, y'all, when I tell you me, Mookie, and BJ went to this game and the ride back was total silence. Not to mention Mookie broke her fucking phone. So it was just an even horrible, no good, very bad day. Like Alexander the book say, like it was a horrible day for us.
And my child talking about, oh, we know you threw that phone when he threw that interception.
Oh, my child ain't shit.
Motherfucker, just get me a new phone.
And then they got her iPhone. I'm just telling y'all now, stop talking about it because I'm not switching over. It's team. Enjoy it all day long. I'm not switching over to you guys. Like, yeah, like all these bitches in here ganging up on me with the iPhone shit.
I'm trying to be gang.
Are you crazy?
That's what Mookie said when you on that Henny.
First of all, you've never been around me and Mookie like that.
Right.
So you don't know what the fuck we talking about.
Like, you know how you be? Y'all be scissoring and stuff.
Scissoring? Bitch, I'm too bad for that. She already in top of pain. You think she got time to lift my That's just not happening. But you stupid as fuck. But so what about you, Mookie? How many you think this motherfucker gonna throw this year?
I don't know. They just got me so stressed out.
It ain't even started. Well, it kind of started, but it ain't even started. Like we lost a damn game today.
Yeah, we in preseason,
and it's just preseason, and
we lost 28-23.
And who did we play?
Yeah,
the fucking team we went to go got them sick. But it was the bud and the spirits. We did have time.
We did have
time. They were kind of mad at me because I did not have my license with me, but I couldn't find them bitches to save my life. But guess what? They still made me fucking try.
Yeah, damn right.
Crazy. But you know me, I don't mind. That's why they hurried up a screen is we catching the flight because they know I'm ready to dig on it.
Right.
Like, yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah, we can dig and win.
You remember Jason Witt retired, baby. That's why I said, y'all.
They call them Schultz now.
Schultz don't play for us no more. That's right. Why I'm telling y'all,
I know, right?
Listeners, like, encourage BJ. I'll give y'all his phone number at the end of the show to give me his car. It's just that simple. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I don't know how many. I'm praying for no interceptions, but I'll take less than five. Like, I just need him to have less than five out of all the fucking game.
He has to show me.
that whole part, because he really just really didn't show what the fuck he is or whatnot. As y'all don't know, if y'all can hear and listen, that it's only just me, Mookie, and BJ talking about football because Quill doesn't know absolutely shit.
Yeah, I'm still learning.
She ain't really learning. I think it'll take after she was finished living her single and she found a man that had the time and patience to sit down and explain it.
And my mama a Panthers fan. Another thing I know.
I don't have the time and patience to teach her. Like, Mookie sat down and taught me how to play dominoes. I don't have the time to teach her how to play, like, what the things that is out of football here. It's certain shit I'm just learning because of my kids and shit. Like, so, like, it's a process.
It's a process.
And now you have to do that shit before the season starts. You can't wait to the season starts.
You need to be picking a team. My son told me the basic, though. As he played, told me the basic.
Which is a good thing, but that's the whole thing. That's what people felt like. Women, let these men watch these games in peace. Like, for real, for real. And if you're a man and you don't watch football, like I said last time, something wrong with you. Because what man don't watch football?
And give him head during halftime.
That's it. That's it. I would know something about that.
Bring him head during the game and give him head on halftime.
Listen, it's just, it's very, very simple. Let these people watch their games because, like, our blood pressure, if you know any Cowboys fan, you already know our blood pressure already been high. Like, I literally had to take my pill before the game. I'm supposed to take it that morning, but I take it before the game. Because, and then at halftime, I call Mookie and we talk about the shit. And then when it's off, I call you. Like, it's just, oh, when we win, we be like, bitch, yeah, yeah. That's how we be. Like, whoo, whoo, whoo. that's how that shit be. It just be so fucking exciting. But like, yeah, ladies, like you have, after the football season, you have a whole, what, 6-7 months to learn this shit. Don't wait till it get closest to us to be like, so this and that. Don't be trying to go to the game with the nigga just because you want to say you went to the game. Bitch, lay the fuck down. If you don't know what the fuck going on, don't go to the game. I'm getting sick and tired of seeing the prissy bitches and the thing that don't know nothing about football. Not saying you, baby. I'm like,
but if you do wasn't playing, I wouldn't even be interested. My baby got on that field.
Listen, I be hitting her up, telling her mama talking shit about her because she's a Kittens fan. Like, she's a Panthers fan. Mm-hmm. But, yeah. So, what team do y'all think we're going to struggle with this year?
Philly.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
But you see how it was last year, 1-1. So, just got to go with
Dallas some. Ain't showed me shit in the offseason.
I mean, default.
Philly picked up all them boys.
Yeah, how you think Deuce going to do?
Who?
The running back, the short one. He was a little good in college, so he might do something.
Mm-hmm. I just need them to work together as a team. But like Wookie said, they ain't show or really much shit. But where I'm standing now, I haven't really been looking at the stuff because I've been too busy focusing on trying to get these bonuses at work or whatnot. But like, where I stay now, my roommate, she literally thinks I'm going to be watching the games there. And it's not happening. I'm bringing my ass up the road to watch something. Yeah, fuck yeah, the rival game. Like, these rival games, I'm definitely, especially when I'm getting ready to go to one of the games, but like two games. Like, not doing that shit. Like, I got to be around my people.
I just hope we beat the 49ers and she knocked us out the playoffs.
Man, mm-hmm. Listen. Let me tell you how we lost that game. The fucking fans. The fans jinxed us before it even stopped. Like, listen, if you're a Dallas fan, don't be saying this our year. Be realistic. Mm-hmm. One game at a fucking time. Any given fucking Sunday. That's what the fuck it is.
I agree.
Just let it know. Like, I you can't tell me that don't everybody expect that their NFL team to go to the Super Bowl. Like, everybody does that. But I get that our fans, like, we really, really just be going overboard and shit with the stuff. So, like, I don't know. I just need them to calm the fuck down. Just calm down. But I'm praying we beat the 49ers. That would
I'm sorry, Twan. We going for your head.
definitely, cuz, though. Cuz, like, yeah. Did you get the kids? You should have got the kids some shirts. Mail it to them for Christmas. What, Twan, son? Oh, goddamn. Grown man-ish, like, I'm like, what the hell? Mm-hmm. Yeah, your son's grown, baby. Mm-hmm. He's grown. But yeah, so like, we're hoping everybody has a good, healthy football season, right? Praying for no broken bones. And I'm not just speaking for my team. I'm talking about for all players, because that shit is very devastating to see a fucking player get hurt.
Yeah.
And they fucking whole, if it's not they whole half a season, the whole season might be fucked up. Like Tony Romo. Like, that shit's kind of fucked up. Even though he's not in there, no. I'm just saying.
One of my customers today told me, I forgot to look and see, but he said during practice, Trevor Diggs called Dak a bitch.
Yeah.
You seen it?
Yeah.
I missed
it. That's what I'm saying, though. And said that McCarthy is upset that fucking Parsons keeps hitting Dak. But I look at it like this. If Parsons can get the Dak, then that's just showing y'all shit's a little weak.
Right.
Toughen the fuck up. How is it that no one was able to fucking touch Brady? Make the shit make sense. But damn near every other quarterback get touched.
Yeah, somebody did tell me they had to pull Parsons because he keep getting the Dak.
But that's what I'm saying. That shit's not supposed, if your fucking O-line is fucking tight like it's supposed to be, nobody should get the fuck through.
Yeah.
And that's just, this is how the fuck it is. So basically,
the Brady thing is, what you saying is rigged?
Nah, Brady. No, I ain't saying Brady. That's true. Shit. This shit was rigged. But I'm just saying that he earned, to me, he earned one, and that was the first one. than when he left the Patriots.
Who we just played with? The Buccaneers. Mm-hmm.
I feel like he earned that shit for the simple fact that it's like he didn't have his weapons that he had. He didn't have Bill Belichick. He didn't have that. Only person he took. Didn't he take Gronk's with him? He only took Gronk's with him. But other than that, like, that's when I was like, okay, this motherfucker the GOAT. But when back in his Patriots days, bitch, you deflating balls and.
I'll
kind of extra shit or whatnot. But like, yeah, we just, like I said, we just basically praying for everybody to have a good, healthy fucking season. It's just what it is. And like, all of us, even Quill, she's included, we're saying, fuck everybody else. Let's go, Dallas. Yeah.
How about them cowboys?
So, did you y'all go get something good to eat for your birthday?
Mm-mm. We ain't never house? Make it out.
I'm going to tell you something. Last year on her birthday, we went to, oh my gosh, first time I've ever been there. The Peddler.
How was that?
Bitch, that steak was like butter. Like, and then they had a salad bar. Oh my God. It was immaculate. Like,
was it better than Ruby Tuesday salad bar? Remember they had one?
Ooh, it got head and neck.
It was close. It's running neck and neck, but you gotta go to Petler. But like, yeah. Petler's exclusive. It's only open like around a certain part of the day. Mm. Like probably like when you get off of what,
6 to 9?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah, they only open 3 hours. Mm-hmm. 5 hours on Saturday.
And they make them banging in them hours. Like, mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I had a ribeye. That shit was
that shit down.
It was like butter. It was real good. Wait, what?
Is that COVID?
You can go. Y'all can go.
Don't play with it. Y'all they got a new strand coming out.
And I seen on the news they talking about the West Nile virus increasing. Mm. The mosquitoes coming back.
Yeah. See, I be outside, but I don't be outside. Like, I go to work and then I come home, I go on the patio and talk to Mary. But other than that, I don't really too much be outside like that. And then, like, I just try to have off or some shit on. You know what I'm saying? I don't like to sweat. I don't like to be ate up or whatnot. But now that you saying that, I don't want to be outside. Because like where I stay at, it's, you got to think about it. I'm around surrounding water where I stay at. And then like right not too far from me, it's like nothing but a pond.
Oh, yeah.
You know, ponds and ducks. And then like around the corner, it's a fucking other pond with alligators and cranes and shit. So, yeah, bitch. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I might can't come visit
you.
I bullshit you not on the ride home. My last time I visit my ride home, you know how we always see deer on the side of the road. Well, going down here, you're gonna definitely see armadillo, but I seen a motherfucking alligator. I was so in shock. I was, of course, I'm speeding. I had not no time to record the shit and see this shit. So, like, I was just in shock. I said, a fucking alligator? Are you fucking serious? But, yeah. Mm. It was a fucking alligator. So, like, yeah. So, to the two white people on the show right now, BJ and Mookie, we're going to talk about a topic disclaimer, and it's going to be probably a little bit of sensitivity to the y'all community, white people community.
Bitch, I ain't part of that. We're having fun now.
So, goddamn, with that being said, if y'all, before we talk about it, I want y'all to really think about this. If you can honestly say that these people didn't get what they deserved, then something is wrong with you. Right. And I'm just going to, like, yeah. So, if your fellow friends have an issue with it, give them my number. You know, I do not mind. If any of your friends want to give you a little slack, you know, call me. Your sister's got your back. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, let's talk about this motherfucker, bro. So, BJ, when you first seen it, what was your thoughts? See, he white. See, he's gay. I said disclaimer, do not come for my brother. Like, I'm the only one that can talk shit to him like this. But I promise you, y'all know how I am about my brother. Please don't blame. So speak your piece and tell people how you really felt about this shit. Because this is BBC raw and unmotherfucking cut. So
I mean, it was crazy when I seen it. Like, really, this shit happened? Then they, I don't know what happened, how they got in an argument. They start meeting up the black dude. Like, damn, that's fucked up. And then black people start coming. One dude jumped in the water, swim across and shit. And then they start They just started brawling and somebody got hit in the head with a chair. All right, damn, we winning now. And it was in Alabama.
Right.
You see the boat said, the name of the boat was Marietta, something like that. No, Harriet.
Yeah.
Dang, this is crazy.
So what about you, Boogie? How did you feel when you seen it?
I felt they got what the fuck they deserved. They thought it was all cool when it was just one white guy. But did you see when he flipped the hat?
No. You already know. Let me tell you something. He flipped that hat. That hat, when he flipped that hat up, it went up and it came down in slow motion. And when that shit came, it was like they said, that's the new back signal. Yeah. If anybody, that's crazy. That's crazy because we at graduation throwing up hats. Do we know these chairs at graduation? Or we just like, okay, Clay, this is not the time and place. But at the end of the day, like that shit, it went up in the air, came down in slow motion. And he was like, let's get him on.
Let's go. Nigga alert. Let's go.
He's quiet as murder.
Let's go.
I'm going to go ahead and pull it up in the mall and do that. See what people say.
No, let me record this. Remember, bitch. Let me tell you something. Another fucking fun moment. We was in the fucking, on a trip to Jacksonville. I'm sorry, this is off topic. We going to go pay to take the tickets up front or whatnot. This nigga parks in the handicapped parking spot. And I was like, you can't park right here. What the fuck is you doing? Why does nigga start walking right?
Oh, no. When I went to get a room.
He was, man, when I say he played the motherfucking part, I swear to God, it was the most funniest shit is ever. But I didn't mean to cut you out. But that shit
was funny. You do it every episode.
Well, that's what I'm talking about.
You go off topic. Like your mustache.
Queen, you still ain't got a bitch. But anyway, boo, you fuck you, hoe. That shit thinking of some niggas anyway. So, Quell, know what I say about them girls with them thick mustache. They got that super wet ass card. Anyway, so, Quell, how did you feel when you seen the video?
Yeah, I thought it was a prank at first. Then I rewind. I'm like, hell yeah. When them boys came and did that skip.
Right.
It's on now.
Damn,
you already know.
Listen, the girl who recorded the video, like the come to one you hear like boom, boom, doing all that shit. I seen it off that when I seen it on Facebook and I watched that bitch like 5 times. I bullshit you not. And then like just to be able to see it from other angles,
right?
Like it was immaculate to see that. I was like, I know they didn't jump that man.
Yeah.
And then she sent the next part that was like the second video in the comments, and that was like when help was on the way, like the dude swam across there.
The other black dude came down first
to try to break it up.
But then it was just y'all. He was doing damn wrestling moves.
Man, yeah. Listen, like he did. But what about the bitch that got down was beating that ass and pushed that bitch in the wall? Like
she got down.
Listen, so like the white people got charged and shit, and then they this is how you knew the black people really was not gonna be charged with anything or none of the shit, because it had that. All the white people were being brought in for questioning, right? I mean, had an arrest warrant. They only wanted the black man to come in for questioning. When he came in for questioning, of course he get gonna get charged because he mollywopped the fuck out that old lady with that chair. My son, I was asking my sons about it. I was like, mama, it was an old lady. That bitch got what she deserved. Do you think when they was beating the fuck out your great-great-great-grandma, granddaddy, they gave a fuck and it was old? They ain't get too flying fucks about that shit.
Mm-mm.
So, like, that's like a upwind in our fucking books that these motherfuckers had got beat the fuck down at this motherfucking brawl. All
right. That's
that
a win-win.
Hell yeah, it was a win-win. They deserve to get their ass beat.
If I was there, I would have jumped in too.
You goddamn right. You goddamn right. I'm not like somebody was going to get hit.
All right.
I just, like, every part of it was very, very satisfying, especially when they went, when them boys, like you said, when the boys skipped to the loo over there to that goddamn boat and shit. that shit was just so immaculate to see them skipping over there to be dads. Because that skip, everybody knows that skip means it's on and popping off. Mm-hmm. And it was like, Papa, all that shit you was popping and you was goddamn blah, blah, blah. And they was like, oh, I went blah, blah, blah. The bitch is trying to run, so what he do? Why? Fuck right. That ass. And goddamn, true, I don't know if y'all seen the black boy did fall in the boat. He heard him got his ass out because he could have got jumped. But he got back out the boat. And then the black girl tried to, the white girl jumped over there trying to help her friend Becky.
She was a Diane or Susanna.
Karen. They be Becky and Karen ass. They be Becky and Karen ass and all the above. Like, that shit was so satisfying. And then when they came, right, the police was just sitting there watching that shit. Like, they was just like, oh, well. So the part where the black boy with the shirts off went over there and the girl came over there and the black boy with the dreads hit the girl in the face, that's when the black police officer lady was like, okay, that's enough, and then arrested, put his hands behind his back. But me personally, I feel like, and this is what I would have did if I was a black cop, when I'm walking these black boys and black women away that I done arrested for doing this brawl, I'm letting them go before we get in the car. Right. Get your ass on out of there. What the fuck is you doing? Mm. Good job, though, y'all. You did damn good.
Right.
Like, the black power. Like, shit. Like, this is black people thoughts. You feel me? And it's raw and uncut. And that was truth. Like, that, they deserve that shit. So, like they said, it's a win in our books. Chair prices have went fucking up. They have literally skyrocketed.
In my job, I'm selling one that comes with a free high point.
But that shit is so goddamn funny. But like, yeah, it's so many fucking memes and fucking jokes and everything.
It was a lot of videos of people reenact that scene too.
Boy, that shit hilarious. But
I love
our people. Like, our people just win every fucking time. And the crazy thing is, I hope that, like, y'all are really looking at these. And when I say y'all, I mean these are your people. I hope that they are literally looking at this and realizing that we are not to be fucked with.
Fact.
We are not our ancestors. We're not taking that shit. We beating ass and taking questions later. And I think another thing that made it so great is that they had a black mayor. So, like, the fact that them charges weren't really going to stick.
Yeah.
I am my brother's keeper. Like, y'all went over there and beat Unc ass, and his cousin was on the boat and came over here and beat y'all ass. Like, just like that nigga did on Django. He beat that nigga. It's just what it was. So, like, that shit was just one down. Like, white people got a lot, but we got one now. So it is what it is. So, like, Bita, if you was there and you was the black man that got beat up.
Really?
Hey.
I'll be like, Pop, help me, please, that's the keys. Or like when they feel, the Wayne Brothers show,
that would be your call. Yeah. Mookie would have a call. Like, what would y'all be called?
I don't know. Help me.
Sis.
Who wants to fuck? I told you my call, throwing the head in. Nigga, come on.
I'm trying to tell you, like, but what if we ain't got no hat, though? Like, what is this? Like, we gotta feel like men have a signal. That's the men's signal for help. Women have to get a signal. What the fuck is our signal gonna be?
Help me.
Signal, not a goddamn say. I don't think that man didn't
help
say
me, please.
That man threw the hat up. He didn't say shit. So, like, we got to have a motherfucking signal.
Don't worry. When it happens, you'll know.
y'all tampon. That's what y'all gonna do, throw a tampon.
No. Not everybody wears tampons.
Or y'all pants.
Not everybody wears tampons. But yeah, the black man, he got charged with disorderly conduct. And of course, he was able to sign his own contest to get the fuck out or whatnot. And they made a GoFundMe page for him. They made a GoFundMe page for the 16-year-old. He's like, y'all not sending me too much money. Chill out. Chill out. You know what I'm saying? So like, but like I said, I'm proud of my people. Like they really stuck together. And the crate, like I said, we're not like watchers. We're not our ancestors. Also, what they need to realize is, if we do that shit all the time and sit together,
exactly,
there ain't nothing we can't do.
Right.
They'll literally be mad at us.
But you know these niggas like crabs and Buffett.
Right.
So they'll stick together.
That whole
ain't
part.
That's when winning.
Everybody is in competition with everybody. When it's enough of motherfuckers food I have for everybody to eat.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not in competition with them. Like, I ain't lying. I want to be like, BJ, he ain't got no kids. I got three fucking kids. You feel it? Bitch, I want to be like, you ain't got kids ever.
Right.
Damn, we the only one losing, bitch. We got kids. God damn. But other than that, you know, but other than that, I want everybody around me to eat. I want everybody to be successful. I don't want, nothing over nobody. Like, that's just how the fuck this shit is.
Right.
It just goes down like that. But yeah, I'm very proud of my people.
So, Bryson, what'd you think about the video?
That's it, it made everything feel so much better.
I did. I'm
telling you, because you watched the video.
Man, I watched every time I seen the thumbnail for it.
But did you see the different angles? Did you see when the white man got hit, when the black man got hit, when the lady got hit with the chill?
Yeah.
Boop!
You knew
that. They even put like the WWE sound on this.
Man, it was just fucking immaculate. Like I said, I was very, very happy and proud for my people. Like, it was one up. Like, right. And that's so. But yeah,
I was still.
They gotta cherish it. But
it seemed to happen during Leo season. I'm just putting it out.
There's something wrong with y'all motherfuckers.
Fuck around and find out now.
Something wrong with y'all motherfuckers. Man, it's
Quay, what's your sign?
My sign.
Same as yours.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's what's the best. Best sign ever. Fuck y'all, Aquarius.
Bitch, boy. Y'all could be the best sign ever, but a bitch is my top tier, so whatever.
Man, fuck that. What about your boy? You know who? Your boy.
Ray?
Tori.
I'm Tori.
What happened to him?
You just said, huh? Okay, my baby did, yeah.
You think you gonna make it with short ass?
He got what he deserved too, just like them goddamn people in Alabama.
Okay. So she knows this is a sensitive situation. I can't even tell her.
I'm fighting for Tori.
Man, listen, first of all, I'm not saying that I wasn't on the female community about the situation or whatnot, but the thing is, Meg is a fucking liar. She knew that nigga was dicking her down. That was my issue. Now, I'm not saying that this nigga shouldn't have been charged, but 10 years, come on, my fucking God. Like, that's very fucking harsh. 10 years is a fucking
man,
harsh.
You just don't like Meg. You like Tour.
And it's always team motherfucking Tour. I'm gonna bump his shit to the day I die. Don't do that.
Fuck,
man. Like,
talking about,
I didn't know you were a Tory like fan.
Yes!
I didn't.
Man, listen, that's my nigga.
I thought you was all Drake.
Talk to me nicely.
My favorite CD of his is when he redid them beats with the song that had with T-Pain. And then I think Lil Dicky, then Nelly. He sampled, I think, one of Nelly's songs. I think an old Jagged Edge song too. It was one of the CDs I like.
It's just crazy. So now, like, I got to write this man and, like, dude, like, calm down. Everything's gonna work.
Right. Put some money on this book.
Yeah.
I'm legally broke. First of all, but like, yeah, like, come on. Like, I'm not saying he did not deserve this shit, but BJ, for real though, like, 10 years.
Yeah, that's too much.
Mookie, 10 years.
Fuck that. He said, dance, bitch. He didn't burn 10 years. He should have admitted to it and made a settlement with her. But no, he want to play hard and go on the social media outlet. Nigga, you 10 years.
Did she cheat on him or something for him when she was?
I just said, because she ain't have to get that mad because he wasn't fucking her no more.
So basically, it's supposed to be like, he's supposed, what's the bitch name?
Kelsey.
He's supposed to be like Kelsey ass. Ain't she a Kardashian?
No, they was at a Cali party.
Yeah, Kardashian's Kardashian
always fucking with her too at the party. So,
hold up, wait,
that's what they're laying into.
Of course, I'm going off subject. Did y'all see Yee without the damn shoes and Paris? Did anybody else see that? Kanye without the damn shoes and Paris?
Uh-uh.
Yeah, but he performed at a Travis Scott concert with no fucking shoes on. And of course, it's black bag. And I did not see another article where it says his wife said he ain't shaved in 3 days. But that's another fucking musty nuts gee. But yeah, like, what was the top of my smoke?
Your boy.
No. 10 years. You really? I think you tried to change it so that you had to bring it back.
That's what you tried to do the first time.
First of all, yeah, you're not going to cover me. But I do feel like he should have got some time and deserve it, because like at the end of the day, but 10 years is a lot. It's, they got a little harsher situations and motherfuckers going through other shit. You know what I'm saying? That shit is just fucking ridiculous. Like, I don't know. But yeah, I'm kind of fucked up about that.
That was talk.
when I seen the shit, I went to sleep for the rest of the day. It really upset me. I was in my feelings about it.
Like, damn, Teen Tory.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying though. Like, I
just a pinky toe.
But you said then. How happened?
No, fuck. The bitch talking about damn, it was just a pinky toe.
I ain't say that at Harlem Nights, right?
Yeah. That shit was.
She probably was teasing. There you go. There you go.
Right.
What you guys doing?
What was the dude name? Eddie name in the
blue.
Quick.
Come on, quick.
Come on, quick. This shit. Boy, my fucking jaws hurt. Y'all motherfuckers so stupid.
They usually hurt.
I wasn't sucking dick last season. I ain't sucking dick. What are you fucking talking about? Ain't shit changed. Except for the location. That's it. That's the only thing.
No new boo in your relationship?
No,
but last couple of years? I mean,
I ain't even gonna lie. I got this nigga to eat my ass off. But immaculate. Like, yeah, buddy. But nah, I ain't got nobody. I'm like Quail. Single, sexy, and free. That's goddamn Bryson bitch right there, Maya. Me or whatever. That's bitch. Yeah, that's her song. But yeah, I'm like Quail. And of course, Smokey, we out. Bitch, you single too. What are you talking about?
I'm just asking. Did you have any, you talking to anybody new or anything?
I mean, I'm in a new place and I'm not like really looking, because I ain't even gonna lie, I done had a couple of motherfuckers want to buy me lunch and stuff like that, but these niggas got bitches.
Yeah.
And so, like,
you don't want them problems, you out of town.
But I ain't even real, to be honest with you, I'm like, glad to be home, because like, I'm in town, thinking with my rap, up a speed, my booty up. Like, come on, like, that's the most stupidest fucking song ever. And that bitch is getting paid off that shit, though. Mm-hmm. Like, she's literally, like, so, like, we literally got to come up with a fucking song that makes no fucking sense.
I seen a video on Instagram Reels. It's some studs remixed it and talking about dildos. I got to find it. Showed it. They said my dildo brown or something like that.
No, I seen the one where it was three girls in the fucking stairwell, and they made it out of an opera. There was I'm in the studio, pal, getting round, or whatever the song is or whatnot. But like that shit was like it sounded like black opera. It was good or whatnot, but. Yeah, like that and that motherfucking Munch song or whatnot.
Mm-mm. Speaking of single, Mookie, do you have in your phone somebody you can call that's a sucker that you know they'll take you to get something to eat?
Mm-mm.
Well?
Yeah, I got my right.
No, that take you out. You're the pretty new one.
Yeah, Waffle House.
Ow, listen. I ain't got no sucker, but I call my brother.
You nigga.
Hey, you ain't a sucker.
But nah, like, I got a couple motherfuckers I can call and ask for something to eat. But like, the whole thing is, motherfuckers be so funny with that shit. They think once they eat the food, right, they eat you too. Mm-hmm. Like, nah, I don't need you to eat my
Have you seen the videos that be at the table about to play the bill? Like, you gonna give me some? No, they split the bill and shit.
Hey, listen, there ain't nothing really wrong with going on Dutch dates. Like, at the end of the day, though, but if you invite me out to eat, if I be like, okay, come on, you wanna go grab a bite to eat? And if I'm not inviting you, like, shit, I'm about to go get something to eat. You wanna come too? It means you buy your own shit, I buy my own shit. But if I invite you, I'm going to buy your shit. Because that's just is what it is.
Yeah.
Speaking of buy your shit, I know y'all done seen this video where them kids went out to eat and the bill came up to be like $5,000. Y'all seen that video? Okay, so basically, the girl went out. It was for her birthday. And I see my boy back there shaking his head. You see it. She just my TikTok nigga. He see it all. So like, Bryce, they went out there. How much was the bill? It was like $5,000.
Like little kid?
No.
Co-worker.
Best friends of co-workers. These niggas are like our age. So, of course, like, you get what you get, you get what you get, you get what you did. But me and Bryce, like, I'm the birthday girl, and Bryson is, like, my friend and whatnot. And I got lamb chops. What else I get? Lobsters, steaks, and all that shit. And all you got was SpaghettiOs. Now you got a ham sandwich, and you got some peanut butter jelly sandwiches, some Cheetos, and the bill comes, and I'm like, okay, we all split this $5,000 bill.
Oh no, bitch! You ate like a queen. You can put your money out there.
Yeah.
And this is how.
I don't feel like I should have a day. It's her birthday.
Oh,
like,
no.
I get it being your birthday, but bitch, let's be really reasonable. Like, why the fuck would I pay for you to eat lobster steak? I'm not...
When I ain't eating it myself.
Is you sucking my dick when we leave? Mm-hmm. You got to be doing something. But like, yeah, like, I like if that... This nigga gonna pay.
Really? We didn't get the shit straight before we even sit down and order food.
It's like, split that bill up.
And that's what I'm saying. I'm paying for what the fuck I ate. I ate one shrimp and one bean. That's what the fuck I'm paying for. Friend. Like, that's all I'm paying for. I'm not paying for everybody. I'm
paying for mine.
That's it.
I got 50 for your birthday. Happy birthday.
Hey!
You better come up with the rest.
Somebody better go back there and wash some motherfucking dishes. Because it won't be fucking me. I'm not washing no damn dishes. Mm-hmm. It's just what it is. But like... Yeah, that was kind of fucked up.
You had to be high as hell to get all that damn food.
I don't give a fuck about you being high or not. Like, they picked out the fucking restaurant. They planned the shit. They knew it was one of, like, them extravagant restaurants.
Yeah.
Like, it was one of those.
With Salt Bae.
Y'all about to cry because, like, my sister asked me to go to the Cowboys game. Y'all ain't got a sister like me. But anyway, back on subject. I do go off subject. And I just think about that. I'm going to cry in the car. But, like, yeah, I'm not paying. I'm not doing it. Oh, I'm paying.
Fake.
You hope the what?
Tickets fake.
I'm not already on picking medicine.
Well, you ain't watching them and come for that shit. I went to the Falcon game today. One of my customers had free tickets. He couldn't go, but I had to work.
And I'm not going to go to that. should have said something. Quit, mama. She like pussies. Oh, I mean, like, since you're standing here, how the fuck you think you're a raggedy ass single? I was talking about the Raiders.
I even know, said, let's go to the Raiders and Cowboy game, but he ain't want to go.
It's a preseason. We can go.
I know.
Nah, nobody going to do no preseason one night.
I mean, it's the only time we're going
to play. It's the last preseason, though. So the starters may play the first quarter, then they hang down on the sidelines.
Where is it? Dallas.
Mm-hmm. I even sent you a picture of it.
I gotta see what my PTO looking like.
I got some plans coming. You crazy? I got to go see Champagne Poppy. I got to.
So, oh yeah.
Yeah. So like, I
wish I would have went.
You like
Braun
State like they wanted?
My titties ain't gonna get that much. That much. That bitch had a, what she had, an L, Z?
It was like a double G or something.
Yeah. I'm only a triple D. I drank, I'm like, who threw this bitch up here? And I'm thinking about, ooh, it smell like weed. That's all he gonna get out of the bottle. Hey, ooh, she got that gas for that gas in. That's all he gonna like, yeah, I'm right here. Nah, the police will be right there waiting on my ass. But like, yeah, Champagne, like, yeah, Lil Wayne, like I said, that, like, I went to Lil Wayne concert, y'all. Like, if you've never been to Lil Wayne, you gotta go. It was the most humbling experience ever. And when I tell you, I asked everybody to go to this Lil Wayne concert, the first person I asked was Bryson. Oh, don't turn your back. The second person I asked was BJ, and then the third one was Mookie. I didn't ask you, Quinn. But these niggas all said no. So you know what I did? I got in my new car. Hopefully BJ gives me, y'all. Please let him know that he should give me his car. I got in his car and I went to the fucking concert. And it was so amazing. Like, Lil Wayne is a rapper that y'all literally got to go see in concert. Like, he's the most humblest motherfucker I know. Like,
I seen him in concert when he was at
I never seen
at the Bible Center.
What,
it was him and Jeezy.
No, this was,
yeah, I ain't seen him since he been out of
vibe. This was just Wayne by himself. Yeah. He's very, very humble. Like, if he comes again, I'm definitely going.
So, my whole who took you to the
Kevin Gates one?
My big brother.
Hey, now they say Lil Wayne killed it. My homeboy was telling me about this 50th anniversary thing. They say Lil Wayne killed it on them.
I mean, Lil Wayne is just that nigga, but listen.
Yeah, he wasn't top.
If y'all haven't figured it out yet, I am spoiled. My sister and my brother love me. They both treat me equally the same, and I love them so much.
50 Cent gonna be in Charlotte next week.
Oh, word. I ain't even gonna be here next week. Remember, I'm going to
And he's special guest is Busta Rhymes.
And Busta fucked me up by not coming to
Wu-Tang.
That shit kind of fucked me up. I was hoping to see him in there, but whatever. The Nas and them, they did a really good job. That shit was surrounded by so many people like outside of our age category and not outside of our nationality. It was like white people there, Mexican people there, Puerto Rican there. It was so many old, young. It was
Asian.
It was so many
people. It was a good vibe.
It just, it was all the way around. So, Well, guys, I really, really, really appreciate y'all being on the show.
That's my show. You see, she talked the whole time.
Amen. it's the trouble show.
First of all,
thank you for coming to my show. Okay.
Well, you got a quote of the day since it's your show.
Shit. The quote of the day is watch out for that hat. Because, right? Bitch, we're going to hit you with a bat. Nah. We're going to hit you with a chair. Also, chair sales have went the fuck up. They're very, very high. Get you a chair. Keep it in your car, your trunk, wherever you go. Make sure that everybody has a chair. Like, that's just what it is. I want to thank Mookie and Quill for coming on the show today. I really, really appreciate y'all. Like, I ain't even gonna lie, y'all. When I tell you, these niggas, it took like 15 blunts and a couple of shots of daiquiris to get these niggas on here. But I do have a feeling that at least one to be back second. It's gonna be okay. I gotta fill this. She'll be back. I think she really likes this. Stop lying, girl. But anyway, this is BPT, Raw and Uncut.
I'm B Jizzle. Thank y'all for listening. We coming back with more episodes. It might not be every week. Maybe
because
two.
I don't stay
yeah, because my sister's somewhere far. It might be maybe
just
two
listen
weeks
for
or
us
every other month. But we coming out with new episodes.
We coming, Hope.
I'm B Jizzle.
I'm Trouble.
Bryson. We'll see y'all next time. Next generation.